Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Just wishing you all and yours a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, this trying 2020 year. But yeah, let's get right down to it. It's Christmas morning, just trying to get some thoughts on the slate ahead, because we got NBA action and the surprising NFL game that got scheduled. Instead of doing it Thursday, they decided to do it Friday, compete against the NBA, I guess. But just kind of running right down through it quickly, just because I don't want to dwell on too much today. You got an early game between Miami versus the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't like any portion of this game, to be honest. The Pelicans, being coached by Stan Van Gundy, they're going to slow it down, and Stan's going to try to have them slow down that pace and just be more of a three-point shooting team, maximize some of the efficiency, so they're going to play with their big. So Zion Williamson, they traded for Steven Adams. I just look at that as a kind of game where you're not going to see a ton of value from a DFS perspective. And on the Miami side, they're still kind of getting back through that finals run and being in the bubble. They're going to be working out the Kings for a little while. I think Miami starts out slow this year because it's not as though they were this juggernaut. They played very good team defense, a lot of energy and effort. It's hard to kind of bounce back quickly when you're built in that as a sort of mold and kind of going through it from that perspective. So I just look at Miami as a team that it's going to take some time realistically get their sea legs back under them again. So that's the way I kind of view it. In my estimation, it's just generally, not much in the way of a game there. Next up, you got the Warriors and the Bucks. Golden State's not going to be very good. and I kind of talked about this before. The expectation that you're going to get something out of Andrew Wiggins, I just don't see it. I don't see it. And the Warriors are a very smart group of guys. I don't want to overreact, but I think you're going to see more games like that out of Andrew Wiggins than not this year. And people are talking up this Christmas narrative that it's like, oh, everyone's eyes are going to be on him. He got embarrassed opening night. He's going to come out, be much better. I don't know if folks have been paying attention to Andrew Wiggins' career, but he's been able to hide under the radar, but it's not as though he wasn't on prime time before. He just doesn't play well against good competition. I'm sorry. It's just it is what it is. He's basically ended up being a draft bust with most of the other guys in that class. But if you're telling me, do I like anything in this game? Not really, because I think the Bucks blow out the Warriors. And the problem with that is the Bucks like rotating guys anyway. So if they get up big, you're going to see a lot of second unit minutes. So I don't want to touch Giannis. I don't see a scenario where Golden State keeps that game close. And that's the only way the Bucks at their values pay off. Dante DiVincenzo may be the only guy, just because he may end up getting some run on the second unit, but I don't think he's going to get that much run on the second unit. And, you know, I just think it's a little bit too early in the year to be relying on guys in the second unit getting run and playing minutes. I just, you know, there's just a lot to kind of sort through. So, you know, I'm just going to duck out of this game too. And, you know, that kind of makes the choice a lot easier when you just got a 5-game slate and you're limiting your exposure to 3 games. You know what? I can work with that because now I can start focusing in on the plays that I want to do. So next up, we got the Brooklyn Nets playing the Celtics. So it's the Kyrie revenge matchup against the Celtics. Why is it a revenge matchup? Because apparently Kyrie didn't appreciate getting booed by Boston and their fans. I don't understand it. Kyrie brought nothing to the table to the Celtics. Did not get nearly the amount of harassment as other guys have had with the Celtics. Yet somehow Kyrie was just put in a negative dark space. Whatever. It is what it is. Anywho, getting to the game itself. I like this game for a number of reasons. But in terms of exposure, I think I'm going to have at least one of the big three pieces in this between Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, or Jason Tatum on the Celtics. You know, one of these guys, and then you can start putting in some of the role players in there. You got the Jaylen Browns of the world. You got Caris LeVert. You got, so those are guys on both sides. Jeff Teague for the Nets. For the Celtics is $4,200, a great value on DraftKings. You're going to get value with Teague on both DraftKings and FanDuel, but he's more of a play on DraftKings at $4,200. It just seems like a misprice. And he's $5,800 on FanDuel. Again, great value there. I just look at this as like, you know, we should be able to get 3 to 5 players in this game and feel very comfortable with the points production out of it. So I'm definitely going to be targeting this game quite a bit. This could be one of those games that can go into overtime as well. That should be a very close game. I would not be shocked if we saw on the Millie Maker contest for DraftKings if there was a concentration of players from this game being in the winner. So that's just the way I feel about this matchup. Next up, we got the primetime matchup, Lakers-Mavs. Here's the thing. We got a lot of injury news that we don't know between LeBron, Anthony Davis. Luka Doncic rolled his ankle last game, didn't look quite right. There's a lot of question marks. So this is one of those games where I want to hammer the Nets, the Nets-Celtics game, because I don't really know how much exposure I really want in this Mavericks-Lakers game. So this is one of those where it's like a wait and see to see the actual lineups and folks to target. From a value guy, I do like Dennis Schroeder quite a bit on the Lakers, just because the Lakers don't have that great of a bench. And when they need to run offense, Rondo's gone. So now that entire second unit time, all that goes to Dennis Schroeder. I love Dennis Schroeder on this slate. The only guy I actually like on this slate. I don't know how many of the other guys that are going to be playing Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell together on the second unit for the Lakers. But to me, that's the way to attack this game. I don't really know how many pieces on Dallas I want outside of Luka. Maxi Kleber's cheap, but cheap it isn't something that's going to necessarily move the needle to win a tournament. So that's something to bear in mind. Next up, and the final one, the late night hammer. This game I will be on hard. Point blank. Between the Clippers, Nuggets. I believe you will need a combination of Jokic, Michael Porter Jr., Kawhi, or Paul George. One of those four will be in the optimal. Don't know how to split. I don't know if you need multiple pairs, but you will need one of those four to be in the optimal for tournaments. This game has the potential, just like the Celtics-Nets game, to go crazy and bonkers. I think it, you know, this is the one people are, it's late. People are going to be tuned out, zoned out with five games of basketball and NBA. It's late night. They're going to be kind of getting over. I think this is, you stack up that game, you run back with some Lou Williams on the second team for the Clippers. I think you're set. I think if you have three to five pieces between this game and the Celtics Nets game, you're done. Yeah, like I said, you could fade. You could be ultra aggressive and fade all the first three games and just load up on these last two and be in a golden spot. So that's where I gotta look at attacking the slate in general. So that's what I got for NBA. For the NFL matchup, because again, we got Friday football. You got Saints Vikings. Everyone's gonna be playing Kamara and Dalvin Cook, but we all know this. The key is, who are you going to target from a passing attack? I think this is a fade the quarterback spot because Drew Brees, you got major question marks about. Kirk Cousins, you can never rely on. So to me, I think you grab the pieces of Cook and Kamara. I think you could take both Thielen and Justin Jefferson. I don't think you have to do an either or situation. Though what you have to do, though, is get some budget players. So whether that's a Latavius Murray or you take a cheap wide receiver from the Saints like a Marquez Callaway or a Lil Jordan Humphrey. Lil Jordan, yes, Lil Jordan. You got some interesting name on the Saints. Tommy Lee Lewis on the Saints as well because you got no Michael Thomas. Traquan Smith got injured last game. So you got a bunch of cheap receivers on the Saints. You run it back with some Vikings wide receivers. And you can take your choice of whether you want Cook in the captain or Kamara in the captain. Or if you go cheap and put Latavius Murray in the captain. I think all those are viable plays. So, like I said, those are my initial thoughts. I want to do a quick hitter because there's a lot to do for Christmas morning and being well with family members. So I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. And until next time, have a good one, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.